I'm holding up here what is an ad that will appear in the Australian Reader's Digest. And it looks like a really good ad. Roy said he had some different things that he wanted to arrange it a little differently, but this will pass. Now here's what our advertisement for the booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America, and it is entitled, Is This Christian America? And it will be in the Washington Times, back page, outside. So we should have a fairly good response with that. Now, before we get going, and I want to try and finish the 14 things in prophecy, here's an interesting report sent to me from the New Scientist, revealed the capitalist network that runs the world. Remember, I've talked about the super elite, the power brokers of the world. Well, after running an analysis of all the corporations in the world and their interlocking boards of directors and banks holders of stocks and bonds, it has been reduced to 147 companies, less than one per nation in the world. Now, he lists all 50 of them. I'm not going to read all 50, but it's quite a thing. These are the ones who control everything that is going on in the world. So last week when I said that Target's losing the 40 million, and they found out later that they didn't have the security code, okay, was not an accident. What they're trying to do is prepare the world for what they're going to bring. And the way you prepare the world for what you're going to bring without telling them what you're going to do, you soften them up. You get all indignant because how dare they let my identity be taken? Then they will demand a foolproof system. Well, as we saw, they're working on a foolproof system called the Mark of the Beast. Now, just a little bit about China. First of all, before we get there, let's go to Luke, the fourth chapter. Luke, the fourth chapter, because we know that Satan is God of this world, and how did he become God of this world? That was the test of Adam and Eve. Would they follow God or not? When they decided to choose for themselves what is right and what is wrong, they put themselves under the authority of Satan the devil. Now, God did not entirely cut them off from him, but now they were expelled from the Garden of Eden and they could come to the East Gate where God would meet them. Now, it's very interesting. That is a foretaste or a foreexample of what the temple and tabernacle is. See, when people worship God at the temple, they face west because God comes from the east. The East Gate, okay, fills the temple. When men worship east and worship the sun, they're turning their back on God. So the first thing that Jesus had to do after his temptation, after his baptism, was to be tempted by Satan the devil. Now, we won't go through all of them, but let's pick it up here in verse 3. If you are the Son of God, command that this stone become bread. Now, the reason that he wanted to do this was because if he could get Jesus to go against the command of God, then he would have caused Jesus to sin. Okay? And remember, no man, not even Satan the devil, can change the word and will of God. That becomes very important. So the answer was, Jesus quoted the scripture. He didn't rely on his own thoughts. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, what's the first thing you hear from the pulpit in the Protestant denominations? The law is done away. That's not from God. Okay, let's go forward. And that you can apply that to all the religions of the world, not only Protestantism, Catholicism, Buddhism, Hinduism, whateverism you want, especially the Muslim. Verse 5, then the devil led him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this authority and the glory of them all, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I desire. Now, there's one requirement to be in this top rung of the super elite of the world. Verse 7. Therefore, if you will worship me in my presence, all things shall be yours. So there are people who worship Satan the devil and know that they do. In exchange for that, they receive wealth, privilege, rulership, all of those things that Satan controls. So when this talks about the 147 companies that control everything, okay? They control everything. There is nothing done that they don't control. That's why they don't like the American system, because they can't control the American people the way that they can in other countries. See? And God can use that to forestall their plans. And I hope with the coming election, that's what happens. So they will change their tactics. Now, one of the things they wanted to do a couple years ago was to establish the Global Warming Congress. So they all met in Denmark in December. They should have gone there in the summer. Even Obama was going to go, but what happened? Well, God had a little surprise for them. 3 feet of snow. Now, how are you going to declare global warming with 3 feet of snow? So they've had to change their plans. See, whenever God allows Satan to do something, he must get permission from God, just like he did in bringing upon Job his trial. So likewise, they have to change their plans. But they're always in control. Now, I want you to think on this for just a minute. There is a bank that is called the World Central Bank. Do you know what it is? The central bank of the central banks of the world. Now, there are 58 central banks. That bank is called the Bank of International Settlements. All major trades and money going here and there in the world, and it's trillions every day, finally comes through the Bank of International Settlements. All Western world central banks are extensions of the Rothschilds, including Russian and also China. Who was the Secretary of State that had secret negotiations with the Communist Chinese before President Nixon went over there? Henry Kissinger. He belongs to that elite. The central bank in China is an extension of the Rothschilds' banking control. And I was thinking this the other day, because there are a lot of problems coming up with China. They're printing money like crazy. They have debt, in some cases, 250% of GDP. So, think on this for a minute. All the gold that the Chinese are buying and putting into kilogram bars instead of ounce bars or pound bars, okay, are sent to Switzerland, melted down, and sent on to the new vaults that they're building in China. Now, who owns, literally, and controls all that gold? The Rothschilds. And the Bank of International Settlement. It is under no nation, though it's in Switzerland. No one can audit it. No one can know what it does, just like all the central banks. See, not very many people know that American banks, through the Federal Reserve, loaned Europe $16 trillion to bail them out. So we need to ask a question. Is it time to take down America, or is it time to let there be a short revival in America, as I put in my letter? It depends what these 147 elite want to do. And that depends on what God wants and what Satan is allowed to do. Now then, in order to bring about a world currency, which they must do first, all currencies have to fail at the same time. So the question is, are they ready to do that yet? Let's take it one step further. The question is, has Satan gotten permission from God to do it yet? And I think the answer is no. What they are doing now, few people realize it, but Japan, England, the United States, and China are all printing money as fast as the presses can run. Now, that's necessary to bring down all the rest of the banking system when they want to. Now, I want you to hearken back to one thing, if you could, please. What happened in 2008? Just before the election, to ensure who would be elected, Barack Hussein Obama, okay? There was a sale of bonds that dropped the market in hours 500 points and sent all the banks into disarray. Now, that was a test. We recovered from it because of that one thing, Obama was elected. Nobody asked the question, who started the selling? Never answered, because of the 147. Okay? Now then, they got bailed out, the Federal Reserve started printing money, and we're still printing money, still buying the U.S. bonds, it's called now QE4, as well as Japan and England and China. So they know that in order to collapse the entire system worldwide, number one, they've got to have a plan to rescue it, which then will be the world currency. It'll be paper, coin, and digital at first. Number two, it has to be so that it's going to affect everyone in the world. And living in the society we live in, people are going to demand immediate relief. So we just need to keep up on these things and see how they're going. Okay? Now then, let me read one other quote here. This is from Albert Einstein. A foolish faith in authority is the worst enemy of the truth. Unless that authority is God and it is wise. Now you can take that and you can apply it to how many things, even the Church of God. Okay? I think that's all that I wanted to cover. Okay. Comment was made that in Germany they have a little program in their credit cards, in their chip, that each transaction is separated from past and future transactions. Now, we don't know what will happen in the way that they're going to bring this up. Okay. Now let's continue on with the 14 things to happen in prophecy before the end comes. And as we look at these, we see them building up. But what is going to be the maximum of it? We don't know. How long will it take? We don't know. But some of the projects that they have online to do, such as the one I discussed last week with the canal through Nicaragua by the Chinese, that will take them, they plan on about 8 years to build it. Now, once that is done, that gives deep sea access straight to America. And there will be no restriction or no inspection by Americans of what they do or what they bring in. So we don't know exactly how long that is going to be. Let's come here to number 11, hating Christians. Come to Matthew 24. We see that happening more and more and more, which then will be not only hating Christians, but martyring Christians. Matthew 24. And I think we see a little bit of this with the Duck Dynasty controversy going on. Isn't it interesting? Who is pushing to get rid of the statements that, what was his name, the Master Duck made? Okay. One of the 147 great corporations of the world. We cannot allow that speech. We must be tolerant, but we won't tolerate that. So in the name of tolerance, they become intolerant. See? That's called doublespeak. That's the way Satan works. There are people who even threaten to kill him. And there are more and more groups that want to kill them. Okay? Want to kill Christians. Look at what's happening in the Sudan. Look at what is happening in Egypt right now. Killing Christians. Okay? Let's pick it up here. Verse 8. Now, all these things that happened above are the beginning of sorrows. Now, as we go through this, let's understand something important. How long is the time of sorrows? We're not told. Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and shall kill you. And you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be led into sin and shall betray one another and hate one another. That's how all totalitarian governments work. So let's see how Jesus also prophesied of this a little later. Now, of those who are hated, as we found out last time in Revelation 17, that there are two classes of martyrs. Number one, the saints of God. So let's go there. Let's read that again. Okay? Revelation 17. Because this becomes important for us to understand. Now, as we're going to Revelation 17, let's call to remembrance what the Apostle Paul said, that the Gentiles who do not have the law, if they keep the things in the law, are a work of the law unto themselves. So, here we find an application of it. There are people who will be following a lot of the precepts of Jesus Christ, howbeit even called Christian in the world, but will not be Christian, because the saints are a distinct category. All right, verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. Now the saints are those who have the Spirit of God. Saints means the ones who are holy. And we are holy brethren. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Who are these people in the second category? They're going to be martyred, but that doesn't mean that they are going to attain to eternal life because they've been martyred. They will qualify for the second resurrection. Let's come back here to Luke, the 6th chapter, and see this category of people. And there are a good number of them in the world, Luke, the sixth chapter. You take a lot of the Protestants. Now, you can divide the Protestants into two groups, those who are for Jesus and those who are actually against Jesus. Now, let's look at what Jesus says concerning the ones who are for Jesus. Okay. Let's pick it up here in verse... Do I have it? Is it? Let's go to the parallel account in Mark 9 and verse 38. Then Jesus answered him, saying, Master, we saw someone who does not follow us. Now, remember, the apostles were chosen by Christ. Casting out demons in your name. And we forbade him because he does not follow us. Now notice Jesus' answer. But Jesus said, Do not forbid him, for no one does a work of power in my name, can easily speak evil of me. The one who is not against you is for you. So there are those in the world in that category. Those are the ones who will be the martyrs for Jesus. Now let's come to Matthew, the 12th chapter, and let's see those who are against Jesus, who claim to be doing things in his name as well. Okay. Verse 30, Matthew 12, verse 30. The one who is not with me is against me. So those who are for Jesus but are not the called saints then have to be the ones who are the martyrs of Jesus in Revelation 17. The one who does not gather with me scatters. Okay? Now, let's see some other things where Jesus warned us. Let's come to John the 15th chapter. John 15. Where we will be hated. People don't like to be told the pure word of God. Okay? Let's pick it up here. Let's pick it up here in verse 16. Here's why. They may be for Jesus, but they don't belong to him because of this. Verse 16. You yourselves did not choose me, but I have personally chosen you. So a saint is defined this way in Revelation 19. Called, chosen, and faithful. That's a saint. Called, you have to answer the calling of God. When you answer the calling of God, you are chosen. And when you're chosen, then you come to repentance and are baptized. And after that, you have to be faithful. So those are the ones who are the saints. Now, I have personally chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give you. How is that statement qualified? The last statement there. That whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Qualified, is it the will of God? Okay? These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. And we're seeing that. Look at how the Muslims treat Christians. Look at how the atheists treat Christians. And this will build. Especially when we preach the gospel, which will be the next one, in truth and in power, it's going to magnify many, many times over. Now notice why. Verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. Now I don't know how many saw Jim Warren, or Rick Warren rather, not Jim, Rick Warren, who was asked, well, how do you explain Christmas? See, in the first place, you can't build the truth on sand. There's no foundation. Christ is not there. See? So he explained it and made it sound very plausible. Okay. Now, if someone at that interview would have stood up and said, You are absolutely wrong. Jesus was never born December 25th. If you were an audience, they would shout you down. Okay? But that would be the truth. So what we believe that's contrary to the world is why we are not of the world. We're not of the world because of what we do. We're not of the world because we have the Holy Spirit of God the Father. We belong to Him. And we are under the jurisdiction, not in it yet, but under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God, the laws and commandments of God, the truth of God, the word of God. While we have to be in compliance with the laws of the land, where they're not contrary to the laws of God, we don't submit to the world as being part of it. See? So that's why we're not of the world. However, because you are not of the world, but I have personally chosen you out of the world hates you for this. Try this on for size. There is no salvation in the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope is not the representative of God. Your religion is vain. We'll try that in St. Peter's Basilica Square. Okay? Remember the word that I spoke to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will keep your word also, because your word is what I'm going to tell you what to say. But they will do all these things to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin, but now they have nothing to cover their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no other man has done, they would not have had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. And this has happened so that the saying might be fulfilled, which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Now, come down here. Now, let's finish off. What is going to sustain us in the time of difficulty and trouble? Because it will come. And unless you know and have proved the Word of God to be true, everything about what you believe and practice to be true, see, not because someone said to do it, but because it was the Word of God and you do it because it is the Word of God. See? You have the Holy Spirit. That will strengthen you, and when you're brought before councils to give an answer, what will happen? The Spirit of the Father will give you in that hour and time exactly what you need to say. And we can say, provided that you have been faithful and know and have studied the Word of God. Verse 26, but when the Comforter has come, which I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of the truth, which proceeds from the Father, that one will bear witness of me, then you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. That's exactly this way. When God created Adam and Eve, he put in them all the processed genes and chromosomes and variations for all the coming human race, the beginning of it, in Adam and Eve. Because of procreation, and God is the one who gives life. God is the one who is creating the new life, though it is born of the mother. And down through every generation, God is the one who is doing this. Now, likewise with the Word of God. We have the Word of God. We are to know the Word of God. If God has said it, and we say what God has said, then we are speaking for God on his behalf, his word to them, and that is as good as God telling them. Do you understand that? See? Okay. Now, chapter 16 and verse 1. I have spoken these things to you so that you may not be offended. they shall cast you out of the synagogues. And boy, they did that back then. And if you read about Christosome in the last part of the 4th century, getting up to the beginning, this is 390s A.D., they call that the 4th century, his hatred toward true Christians, he was giving sermons against those who kept the Passover, kept the holy days, kept the Sabbath, railing against them, and told them that if you go where they had their meetings, the Christians had meetings, and he said, well, they're going to the Jewish synagogues. No, he called them synagogues. And that's what is brought about concerning how they will persecute us. So they were cast out of the churches because they wouldn't keep Sunday. Furthermore, the time is coming that everyone who kills you will think that he is rendering service to God. This was the whole basis of the Inquisitions, correct? Yes, indeed, and they killed millions. You read the account of the Waldensians. They refused to believe the Trinity. They refused to submit to the authority of the Pope. They refused to keep Sunday. They refused to keep the Eucharist. They slaughtered them. Many other groups like that, all in the name of Christ. Same way with the Crusades. Okay. Verse 4, but I have told you these things so that when the time comes, you may remember that I said them to you. However, I did not say these things to you at the beginning because I was with you. All right, so that time is going to come. There are other scriptures we can add to it, but we won't do that. Let's go ahead and take a little break now and come back, and we'll see if we can finish the other points. This one here is 11, being hated and martyred.